right? It's going to be an absolutely massive event in terms of, like, we're going to have, I think, 800 people in the cast. It's going to be huge. The whole city is going to be, I think, you know, participating in it, and also part, the whole city will be part of it. The whole city is the set. It takes 30 hours. It climaxes with a colossal Loch Ness Monster coming down Loch Foyle and huge fireworks. So it's just going to be amazing, I think.
A huge undertaking.
A massive undertaking, but, you know, I'm up for that.
How long has...
I think the city's up for it as well. That's the important thing. I think the city's up for it this year. They're up for anything.
Indeed, you know, and how long has...
Last week...
Sorry, I beg your pardon, Frank. How long have preparations been underway?
For the return of Columbkill? I've been working on it, well, since the day the Olympics finished. So that's me being kind of more or less full on with it since then. So I've been working on it. How long is that? 6 months, 7 months?
And how does the experience of your involvement with the Olympics differ to an event like this?
I think it's very similar. I think it's that thing of, like, you want to surprise people and at the same time tell a story that's from them. And what made the Olympics really special to me was the volunteers, that they came with their own creativity. And that's how I'm here in Derry, I think, kind of thing. I want the city to tell its own story. I'm not going to come in and write a play and put it on. It's that I'm going to be out there with my team listening, picking up things, getting people involved, and make the city speak for itself. I think that's what it's got in common with the Olympics.
When watching the Olympics, and I'm sure it will be the case with this event, you can perhaps understand how things work mechanically and someone's pushing a button here and what have you, but to try and coordinate so many people, to me, I'd imagine that would be the real challenge.
It is, but we've got a great team. We've got a company called Walk the Plank who've been specialising in these kind of big outdoor events for a really long time, and they're brilliant at organizing volunteers and getting people together and making sure people turn up on time and are fed and have somewhere to go to the toilet. All those things that you don't think of, they're really on it with those. So a huge logistical exercise.
And not unlike the Olympics, people have an opportunity now here in the northwest of this country to get involved in something that we hope will be remembered for many, many years to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it's about. It's about getting people involved. And if you get involved, you'll be telling your grandchildren about this, you know. You're going to remember it for a really, really long time. And we want all kinds of people. We want people who can do the stewarding, people who can dance, people who can make things, people who can perform, all kinds of people. Whatever your talent, whoever you are, there's a space for you in this show.
And how do people get involved? As you say, it sounds pretty much that anyone should have be able to get some role or other if they qualify.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've just begun to ask for volunteers this week. That's why I'm over today. And if you listen to your local radio station, look in your paper, we'll be there banging the drum and asking for help. So just keep an eye on the newspapers and the website. We've already got a website, which is returnofcolumbkill.com. So if you find that, you'll find a way into this show.
How do you handle with the stress of organising an event like this?
Ah, it's not stressful, really. It's just all great fun. It's dressing up. It's like a massive party.
And what's next for you, personally?
After this? Mm. Whoa. Retirement, I think.